Good evening, everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is Friday, and the date, if you don't know what it is, maybe you're on an archive, but we're on April 14th, 2017, and this is our paranormal show that we have once a week. So we're on Station 2 if you're listening to an archive. You want to go on there, current time to hear us too. So here we go. Let's clear the dates for everybody. This could be maybe a wonderful day for you, or even maybe one that's not so wonderful, but your past attaches to you with the date. So here we go, clearing that. And I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And kind of see how you're feeling right now. Sometimes people use, how do you emotion right now? But that's normally use the feelings to kind of sample things. So your feelers are your feelings. Your feelers are your how you sample life here. Much like if it's hot or cold or windy, raining out. That's kind of more of the feelings, and that's sort of how you navigate your life. Like you need to put a coat on or take one off. Well, let's clear this date again and kind of see if this changes for you as it's going back maybe further in the years. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. And let's bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. I have enough of these up, so here we go. You're going to feel your whole room shift as you become peaceful. And a lot of times, if you have something in your room that you can't see, it will leave. So that'll give you some peace, too. So here we go. Bringing this energy in, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And if you have a situation going on in your life, an owie or something, let's release that one timeline, that thought from you. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So I think I was talking to Kathy earlier, and I think she's out of the VBS preparation room here. And, all ready to go?
Yep. Hello, Ron and everyone. And as Ron said, it's Friday, April 14th, 2017. We're on Station 2, bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healing with our host, Ron Amatron. And Fridays, typically, we share some paranormal stories that people send in. These are situations or questions people have of incidences that happen that don't make sense that they want Ron to look at or try to make sense to them or just to share what's going on in their area or their experience, your experience. So if you'd like to send something in right now, please do. We have an email address, as you probably know. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And then Ron has set up a fast chat feedback form in the Creation Lightship BBS Radio page that you can click on. It says BBS Quick Chat, and when you click on that, it'll take you to the CLS Chat Connections page, and if you scroll down a little bit, there will be a link you can click for a fast chat feedback form where you can send in some comments and your experiences during the show and any time after for us to read to Ron on the radio. So, Ron.
Sometimes you're listening to a show, even an archive, right? And you're listening, you go, I maybe don't understand that, or wow, you know, I really get that. I had this experience. And, you know, you can share that with us anytime just by going to CLS Questions at Yahoo. You know, see, I was listening to an archive, 5 years ago, and wow, this is exactly what I'm dealing with. Somehow I just went to my computer and clicked on the archive, and there it is, and I had a healing that worked great. Or maybe you're hearing the show tonight, and you go, wow, I didn't have time to send anything during the show, but I'm going to do it after because I just need to help other people. So the reason why you're sending stuff to CLS Questions at Yahoo, number one, I enjoy the feedback, whatever it is. And then from there, it's really to help the other listeners, because sometimes we may say something in a certain way and you don't get it, you know, people have selective hearing, we'll say, and then maybe you got it and you send something away and they go, oh, yeah, that's what he meant or something. So that's why it's so important if we can, you know, have a little community here of sending us feedback and different things to help other people. Tomorrow is a big day for us, the 15th, and at 1 o'clock Pacific time, we're having the Spirit in the Box clearing. So I'll just mention that right now, and they'll go on for 3 hours. So in case you're wondering what that is, the dark side has held your spirit captive for probably eons, not just its lifetime. And so there's a place where you have your own resonance in a box or mini boxes of your spirit that they have abducted. So I always ask you, I say, where are you when you're not here? And everybody looks at me when I say that, like at the expos, they don't know what to think about that because there's no answer for that, okay? The aliens don't give you a roadmap of where you are. Well, possibly they stuck you in this box, okay? And so that's why when you come into this lifetime, you have X amount of spirit energy. And when you leave here, you have minus a certain amount of that energy. So each incarnation that you have on this planet, you have less spirit energy than the one before. Especially, you know, with each lifetime. You come in, whatever you have, and you leave with less because they stole it from you. So this call is to give you more energy back with your spirit. Now, the next question you'd probably say as well, am I going to feel wonderful after this call? More than likely, yes. But your spirit can only come into you for as much as you have released the judgments, the energy, the darkness out of you. What will happen is, since the new earth is here, all of whatever I clear from you is going there first. And then from there, according to the amount of densities you clear from your body, from your past, maybe we have listeners who've been with us for 10 years and they're doing maybe a clearing every month or so. So they have quite a few under their belt. And they stay with it because they know that it helps them. So for those people, you're going to feel probably a tremendous, you know, charge of energy coming into your body. So the other people who maybe are brand new may not feel too much because your spirit's being held for you. So now it's up to you to do clearings to get rid of your densities because your densities force and kick your spirit out of your body. So by doing more clearings, you'll have more spirit energy. So that's the way it works. So if you have any questions about what I just got through talking about on this program tonight, I'll definitely answer it if you want to send something. But that's basically it. Or listen to the archive, but it won't be up for probably maybe a couple of days or Monday. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
That was a good explanation, Ron, and I do want to mention that you did talk a lot about it also on Wednesday's program. Let's see, Wednesday was the 12th, and so when that archive comes up, it's not yet, listeners should tune into that to hear more about the New Earth and also some announcements Ron made and some suggestions he had that were rather important. I'd say they were very important, and please do listen to that archive of April 12th, the whole way through, especially to the end. And so Ron has made recommendations about the pre-ascension New Earth clearings we should be mindful of, and there is a list of them, and I think he went over the list. However, if you did other clearings, I'm sure those will count as well, because some of us have been listening to Ron for a good 5, 6, maybe more years. We have accumulated a lot of clearings, maybe not all of these. So hopefully we'll get to all these, but please, I think maybe, Ron, some people may feel like the clearings they already bought may not count because it didn't really apply to an energetic body. But let's just say they bought the the body jumpstart, and they cleared off quite a lot of energies off their body. Although you didn't really list that, that would still help, or, you know, certainly be part of something they could own later, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. So if the listener's listening right now and they've done all the free clearings, and they're wondering if the free clearings are going to bring more spirit energy to them, I would say probably 99% no, because you're not cleaning out yourself. Remember, you have external energies, which are what all the free clearings are basically there to help you with. Then you have the internal energies, so that's your energetic bodies. So if you have cleared energetic bodies, then like the emotional one is the best one to do. But if you haven't done the emotional one, you know, that's where you're living in this lifetime, basically, unless it's got fully 100% contaminated or 1,000% and spilled over into your pure body or something. But basically, the emotional body needs to be cleared. So, you know, doing all the free clearings from now until the get-go is not going to help you. That's all external stuff coming to you. You need to work on the internal so your spirit can come inside of you. Spirit's not in the beyond, though. It needs to come into you. And that's why we have the energetic full lifetime clearings. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, let's go down the checklist of how people can be prepared for not just the pre-ascension new earth, but also for the call that you announced for tomorrow, the spirit in the box. You're going to basically start the call around at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, and you some suggestions that came in on Monday's program were to make the most of the spirit in the box clearing would be to run the clone into light clearing on oneself and the alien into light clearing on oneself or whoever you bought the clearing for. I mean, the call for. And then Ron has already announced that there will be no absentees allowed on this one particular call because you have to be present. The only exception is if you're in another completely different time zone or country. And then you must let Ron know via an email, just put it in the subject line, that you are requesting absentee because you live in such and such a place. That will be your check-in, so don't have to worry about being on the phone for check-in. And do call in about 10 to 7 minutes early. The next thing we discussed is that the clearing must be purchased for each person who's going to be on the call. So no inviting animals, pets, and significant others like we do when we go to the Creation Light Ship. So that's been made clear already. I'm just repeating what we've been talking about the last 4 or 5 shows. So
yeah, we might be able to do pets. They may not have that amount of negativity or that much in boxes. So I think I can do pets for people because I don't think it's going to be that much of an overload for me. You may only have maybe a little bit other stuff there. So I will include pets, but physical people, I can't. So back to you.
Oh, thanks, Ron. So pets are okay, everybody. Pets, yay. That's great. Okay, and then, but again, everything else is the same. What else, Ron? Oh, someone asked, Ron, if you're going to activate any healing water at the beginning or during.
Yeah, I'll see how that works out. You might get a half a dozen bottles ready or you know, glasses. So that would be good. Maybe 8 of them, in fact. But you might just get 8 in case we need to get something else that I normally don't do, but you might get 8 just ready there. And then get a pitcher of water. So if you do find yourself drinking more of one water over the other, you can just fill your glass up, but then it'll be recharged for you.
Ron, will there be breaks during the conference call?
I'll probably break a little bit after each hour. So probably two breaks.
And if we have to take a break and disconnect and reconnect, will that be okay?
Yeah, I think that'd be okay, yeah. You know, and if you have to leave, then maybe leave the call for maybe a half an hour or something just because of a situation. Make sure that you have your picture in front of your monitor screen. And in fact, you may want to maybe get more than one picture of you. Maybe you might want to get, let's just say, four pictures and put it in front of your monitor screen and be there also. So that, you know, because remember, the energy transfers from the monitor screen into the picture. So back to you.
Okay, so we're going to decorate our house with our pictures. Okay, well, thanks for the advance notice.
Go practice. Take one of your maybe even your TV, you know, and but about 20 of you just stick them on there, you know.
So, okay.
Didn't hurt.
Now, I almost forgot the next question. That was funny, Ron. So, is there any particular healing, Ron, that we should have on our computer other than the usual ones we're running? That would be a good idea, like, say, maybe spirit integration or something like that?
Well, if you have an extra computer, yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
That'd be fine. That's probably a good one, spirit integration, yes. And that's on a few of the clearings that we have, I believe.
Okay, so we're discussing tomorrow Spirit in the Box conference call that Ron is holding at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. The cost is $50 per person. You can register now through his website at the top where it says events and go through his PayPal page. So you'll get a confirming email. You may not get the access code and the phone number. We understand that's been happening to some people. And so if that's the case, please just forward that confirming email to clsquestions at yahoo.com, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. If it's tonight, then one of us co-hosts, probably me, will forward you the access number and the PIN. If it's tomorrow, then one of the administrators will forward it to you. So take action now if you're planning to attend. And sign up now, so the sooner you have the phone numbers and the PIN number, the better, so you can get that off your list of things to get ready for. So that's about it now for the Spirit in the Box. And if anyone has any other questions about it that we didn't already cover, then I'll check the email for that. Okay, so, Ron, this is Paranormal Friday, and we do have a couple of questions that came in, some situations that I can read to you now. Here's the first one. Two nights ago, I was on your website running a free clearing, and I fell asleep. While I was asleep, I heard an explosion. It woke me up. It was about 5:30, and I just continued the clearing. But I thought that was really strange to hear an explosion while I was asleep. So they're wondering, I guess they're wondering what they had experienced, and I don't know if they're relating it to the clearing or.
Oh, let's just see. Did that come in today then, just now?
No. No, this came in after the program on Wednesday.
Well, maybe they're a time-traveling soldier, and they brought back a little bit too much content from going out there. So that's a possibility. Oh, back to you.
Next question. I don't know if this is a result of my being on the new earth or all the healings I've done, But yesterday morning, I went to my office. It was early, 7 a.m., and after I turned on the light, I came to a complete standstill for about 3 to 5 seconds. There was absolutely nothing in front of me. There was no hallway, no walls. And basically, the rest of the office did not exist. I saw land and blue sky, and then I started watching the floor slowly appearing down the hall, and other offices one by one appear, the offices that are usually there. Lastly, I saw the walls coming up, and the structure of the office was whole. I was totally at peace, but actually stood in one spot for another minute as I could not move. I did not feel any emotions regarding this. I just sighed, did the mind to heart drop again, and went into the office kitchen to make coffee. Ron, you tell us this is normal and the way it is, and I always believe it. But to see it, well, now I really believe it. Thank you for being here and for the healings you give us. Oh, my goodness, I have to say that this person really has done a lot of clearings to be able to be so stoic during the whole thing and not feel any emotions and then go do the mind to heart drop. That's excellent. Good training.
That's all very good. So what happened, in a sense, was that I could say that you're like a time walker, and maybe you snuck up on before they created the reality. Remember, I mentioned, is the room next door to you there? It's only there when you start viewing it, okay? And so you were probably maybe ahead of time that maybe half a second or so because they maybe didn't see you. Maybe you did so many clearings that you're invisible. The aliens never saw you, and they just started making it because they felt some presence coming but not realizing that you were already there. Remember, we talked about people a couple years ago at New Year's time, they were walking, and their foot would fall in this invisible hole, and they would actually fall over and maybe skin their knee because their leg went through the hologram, okay? And then after they got up, they looked, and the sidewalk was there. But when they were walking, it was not. So you're actually viewing and seeing these energies. So, you know, that's very good. And nobody would ever believe you by talking to them about this situation. So, but that's very good. That's what you were seeing is the creation of the hologram. Back to you.
Thank you for sharing that, listener. This is you described it so well. And yes. As Ron said, this is the place where you can tell stories like that, and the rest of us, I'm pretty sure, do believe you. And then Ron has always the explanation. Okay, I want to interrupt myself. Someone just wrote in, Ron, and asked for the PIN number and the access code. However, this person wrote in the fast chat feedback form, and there's no way to write back to you. Whoever did that, you have to write it on an email. So maybe you could resend that on clsquestions@yahoo.com, and then I can send it to you now. So I can, there's a couple people who sent that request in on the fast chat feedback form, which is anonymous, so you won't get an answer. So, okay, back to the paranormal questions, and here's another one from listener Ron that from the UK. He has quite a story here about visiting with, in his youth, gurus, Indians, and Americans who had been initiated in India. He explained some incredible experiences, and he said he seemed to get, he got hooked on hanging around the gurus, trying to get a blast of their blissful energy. And then he says that even though he felt intoxicated, he usually was left feeling very empty and depressed afterwards. And there were always all kinds of scandals involving gurus and their teachers, always involved with something nefarious. So he wants to know, were these alien experiences? Can aliens take over human bodies and perform miracles? Or were these sort of energy...
Every day they can.
Mm-hmm. He's thinking that it could also be source energy coming in for a few minutes of grace, as you described in old archives. I think he's just trying to make double sure that that's not the case.
Yeah, I would say that's not the case. So.
Yeah, I think it's a good example of how we can be easily led astray, easily fooled, trapped, and lured into something that feels so good, thinking that it's so right, and then being left like pretty much hanging, you know, just with feeling a little ripped off, I guess, is how he's kind of makes me think of. He says he felt empty and depressed afterwards, so I think that would be probably a good indication of the fact that you were dealing with aliens.
And I guess the bottom line is, as you hear all of our programs that we have, our shows on BBS here, I guess more recently, last couple, maybe 2-3 years, we're doing the Mind of Heart Drop. So I guess I could ask everybody out there, if they've been to the churches of the past and everything else, do they leave that service in peace? Okay. Do they teach them how to get in peace without doing a lot of verbal rituals and things? Because the underlying, I guess what you're searching for, and the underlying reason why you're doing different things is to find that peace. So we give it out freely in 20 minutes. I mean, 20 seconds, excuse me.
20 seconds,
and
yeah.
And so, you know, has all those teachers that you went to given you peace at all? So that's the whole thing. And the peace is source energy. So if they're not giving you peace, then they're not giving you source energy. They may give you a nice warm and fuzzy feeling, thinking that you belong and you can smile at people and everything else, and it's great and wonderful, and you're making all these friends, doing all your rituals and mantras, but and songs and praise, whatever. But if you don't leave there peaceful when you're in the present moment, then you were abducted. So back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Okay, well, I just want to continue with some of his questions here. Because earlier you had in other shows you talked about the importance of getting clear of earth cordings, ley lines, grid lines, and sacred places. And so he wanted to ask you, the same thing. He's felt all kinds of energies in a holy place near his home in the UK, and he says even Jesus was said to have come there with Joseph of Arimathea. So he's always felt happy there and energized in a positive way, but now he's not so sure he wants to go there. It seems like he needs to get clear of this place too. Would you agree, Ron?
Yes, I would. And if you're trying to get rid of a place that you've been to, let's just say that you were that good Christian, we'll just say whatever, we'll just say in this show, we'll say the Catholics. Well, you go to that church, down the street or miles away, and it's on certain grid lines and ley lines. And so now maybe you want to get rid of that energy. You grew out of that maybe. Are you still attached to those grid lines and ley lines? More than likely, yes, which causes you to think about that church because they're trying to pull you back in to that GPS location. So you may want to do some clearings on that particular land that was there that you walked into where the church was, because you're still hooked up energetically to that GPS location. Well, back to you.
Ron, are you talking about when he does when we do the clearings for the grid line or the earth cording, that we should next to our name put the city or the area or the town next to it?
Yeah, that would be good. And even if you can, yeah, that would be fine. Or the street address of where that church was.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly it's torn down and something else is there. Typically not, but that could be a possibility. But get the street address and put that in there to clear that off of you.
Thank you for that tip, and we'll move on to the next question. Here is a clearing tip. When someone's doing a long clearing, this particular writer from the UK says that the spirit barcode removal clearing, which Ron has recommended that we keep updated and have that done if we haven't already. The spirit barcode removal is a long clearing, and he said his computer goes down every 20 minutes. I think he means it goes off. The screen goes off. And so then it's blank, or it's dark, and then he has to go and click the mouse again to reactivate the screen. So with those brief breaks when the computer, the light being is no longer showing, affect the efficiency of the clearing or any clearing?
No, the clearing is still working even if your computer goes off. So I wouldn't panic on that one.
But even if the screen goes dark?
It'll still be working for you, yes. But you're still connected to the light beams. You may want to go back in if it was off for half an hour and start at that half an hour point, but you're still connected to the light beams, and you're still having the energy with you. And you could still have a clearing if that happens.
Okay, well, that's good to know, especially if for newbies who are trying to get used to working the clearings on their computers. So thank you, listener from the UK, for writing those in. And we'll get to your other questions on the next program, I think maybe tomorrow. Ron has another program on Saturday, 7 p.m. on BBS Radio as well. So any questions I don't get to tonight, we'll cover tomorrow. Okay, someone wants to know, Ron, we're moving away from the paranormal and more to other questions. Will there ever be, do you think, a clearing for the genetics? Not generational, but genetics, as in DNA chromosomes that express our physical body?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just really can't say yes or no on that one yet.
Okay. That's a good idea, maybe. I don't know. But Ron's got so many other clearings that you could possibly... the special clearing you could possibly utilize for such a thing, if you have something particular in mind that's not already on the website, the special clearing. It's a whole life clearing. Okay, Ron, here's another question regarding a deceased reserve for the United States National Guard. This person's wondering, is that reserve... National Guard person, are they automatically in the time traveling soldiers? They feel that he is, and they're not a soldier.
It feels like it to me, too. So I would say yes.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. So let's see. And someone's asking if they're on the on the Spirit in the Box call. No absentees are allowed unless you're from another country. But what if they fall asleep during the call?
That should be perfectly normal. People do that. So that's no problem. That's why you have your pictures up on your monitor screen.
Great.
But a lot of people who need additional healing, they have to go to sleep because the mind's blocking their healing. So they'll automatically put back to sleep again. It can happen more than one time.
Yeah. Good to know. Okay, so someone wanted you to know that after they were visiting you in the Light Infusion Chamber at the New Life Expo, they went riding their bike quick, fast in the bike lane, and a car sharply turned into the lane. So they closed their eyes and braced for an impact, but the bike stopped. The first thing they saw when they opened their eyes was a look of disbelief on the driver's face. He also was sure we were going to collide. I immediately knew the Creation Lightship had protected me. Thank you, Creation Lightship and crew.
Yes, you're welcome. There's more to it than that, but that's good. I think the bike actually started to back up so she could move around the car. Anyway, you know, that happened a few years ago after the expo. Yeah, that was wonderful. So, Wade, back to you.
Okay. What can you do to clear yourself and bring more spirit energy into your body when you're at work, driving, or with people and cannot do the online clearings?
So, you do a couple of things. You can just do the mind to heart drop. That would help. And then along with that, you may choose to say, now increase my life force energy. And maybe do that a bunch of times. So it's another way of helping yourself out there. Back to you.
Yeah, there's a couple other things I can suggest, too. And that is what we always talk about. And that is to leave your computers at home on and running with your photo in the front of it. Some people have multiple computers and monitors going with all kinds of pictures and photos of all family members that they do for other people, and then they leave the house. Also, you can bring a tablet and have your tablet set up to do clearings, short clearings, and those are very portable. The online clearings you can run from tablets, computers, and cell phones. So that will help. Okay, so Ron, someone wants to report in that the timeline crashing they're doing is working for them. She writes, I timeline crashed my domestic issues. So far, so good. I'm also feeling loads better after doing other clearings, too.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, the timeline crashes, if you have situations, predicaments going on, it's very good just to do that, and you will maybe find yourself extricated from situations that you have no way of knowing how you got into it or, you know, what's happening to you. So that's very good. Yeah, always do that. We talk about timeline crashes all the time, using the word time again here. But check out and see, what you need to do to help yourself out. Well, back to you.
So many people have written in about the results they got from the healings that after living a life of just having so many shattering experiences, they really feel like they've been put more whole, more back, And when you feel good like that, that means your spirit is coming back to you. All right, so a question, Ron. So someone's wondering if they should buy healings for others. Should we buy healings for others to try and save them now that it's possible ascension is near?
Boy, I don't know what near would be. Okay, that's kind of like the word soon. Oh, I won't guarantee that ascension is tomorrow, you know, or next year. What I will say is that you're able to save people's spirit, you know, of what we're doing tomorrow. As far as buying somebody a clearing, that would improve their life. But, you know, what I'm hearing somebody say is that, gee, I got like five friends that I don't want to see get left here in darkness, and should I do clearings for them? Well, I guess if you could afford doing clearings for them, maybe doing, maybe typically we recommend about five of the whole lifetime, you know, clearings, that could be possible, but you're better off to do it for yourself. You know, you have to realize, you know, what could you have purchased yourself to move you further on with more spirit energy to feel better? Well, it's up to them to do their own clearing. They don't believe it or want to, it'll still work for them. But why sacrifice yourself and do somebody else? You know, the whole thing is, why are you betraying yourself by helping other people? Maybe that's an issue that you could have, you know. So to me, that would be a betrayal clearing that you may want to do on yourself, because you're not helping yourself out by putting that investment into you. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, and some people have already been quite advanced in the clearings, and then, Ron, maybe they want to help children or grandchildren or somebody who might be physically incapacitated and wants to do the clearings but cannot physically do them. So in those cases, you know, sure, you know, Ron recommends the spirit barcode removal. We've just talked about that the last three shows. The emotional clearing, too, so those two would be very good to do if you have limited funds and time. And then, of course, you've got to be sure, and everyone's got to be sure and do the new Earth transport clearing after you do these clearings, so you can store it in the vault for yourself and for those who you do clearings for. And we discussed last Wednesday, but there's still some questions coming in as to where to get the new Earth Transport clearing user and password name. And so they, because they're not, it's on Ron's website for a penny, but you can also find it for free listed in the CLS Chat Connections page under Reminders. Just click the tab on the top, and everything you need to know is there. Also, there's some great audios on that CLS Chat Connections page, including the audios of Ron commanding the spirit to go out and in. And there's links to Ron's YouTube videos. And then there's also rooms, healing rooms or areas that are commonly asked for during the Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So I suggest people look for more information that's not necessarily on this Creation Lightship website, but this is sort of a supplement to it, and it will provide you with other things that in a handy click. For example, there's tutorials for the clearings, how to use them, and then there's a lot of tips on how to use the clearings as well that were shared by other listeners that they wrote in to share, help you navigate some of the clearings. And then there's lists of things and also the clearings, clearing bundles, and all kinds of information about topics that we discuss. So it really helps with clarity to investigate what's on the CLS chat connections page. Now, lately, we've been talking about the new Earth since the end of March, the new Earth that Ron created with the assistance of six of the Earth planet spirits. And if you have questions about the new Earth, there's also an informative page on the CLS chat connections, and it's labeled New Earth. And Ron wrote that for our use to explain better and have a permanent record of how the Earth, New Earth, is available now and what to do to stay on the New Earth and how to what it means when you're, what does it mean to be on the New Earth? And then there's reminders how to stay on the New Earth and recommended clearings. One of them is spirit integration. The other one is the set sequence timing body, which resets you with your spirit in this lifetime. And then the whole lifetime clearings that we always talk about are also essential for existence in a peaceful, present moment on the new Earth. So, Ron, can you tell us if, when we are on the call tomorrow, will we also simultaneously be placed on the new Earth? Transported to the new Earth if we're connected with you?
In a sense, yes, but you're only going to go there according to how much energy you had cleared out of your body. So the densities of your physical body will not go, but the parts that you have cleaned out and cleared, which hold light, will be able to go there and unite with your spirit. So let's see here. In it differently, let's say that you've been dealing with an issue, and we'll just say with your arm, and you have this arm issue condition going on maybe for the last 6 months. And so naturally you've done clearings on that, hopefully. So we'll say if you did a half a dozen clearings, attempting, you know, these are the ones that you paid for, not the free ones. And now, you know, your arm is still, you know, maybe some improvement to it. What will happen is, as we free up your spirit energy from the boxes, and that gets put into the new Earth, and you've already done your clearing to help get rid of densities, very possibly you could have a miraculous healing instantly, because the spirit that would normally have been there is trapped in the box that might control the area that would be where your arm is. Or slightly different, maybe the spirit that you have just can't run all over your body and heal it, because it's working, you know, a million miles an hour buzzing all through your body, and it can't put attention there. So when you do this clearing tomorrow, you're going to be getting more of your spirit energy, and if your body has the densities released from it, from your past clearings, that's what we tell you to do, now you have your spirit coming into you, and you could have an instant healing. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's good to know. So the more clearings we've done, then the more we're there, basically.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so today someone's pointing out in an email that that today is actually kind of a holiday. It's, I guess in some religions it's called Good Friday. It even says that on my calendar, Good Friday. So someone said they wanted to share, they found themselves thinking about their family rituals on Good Friday. As a Catholic, the largest cult on the planet, we were not to talk during noon to 3 p.m. for just the start. So they did some timeline crashes on this after all these years finding themselves on this childhood memory. Wow, that's good.
Good grief.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so anyone who had, this is a good example of if there's anyone who's done rituals that or practices having to do with religious holidays, those are thanks to timeline crash.
Yeah, so the church puts spells on you. You may want to get the curses, hexes, spell clearing, because they put this energy on you, because they are doing a spell on you so you wouldn't talk. Very interesting. Well, I guess then, you know, when you say Good Friday, I wonder, gee, is all the other Fridays a bad Friday, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Okay, well, I guess some people missed some announcements at the beginning of the program, Ron. So going back to, just to clarify for those who may have missed it or just aren't sure, for tomorrow's Spirit in the Box, it is not too late to register. And if you're not going to be, if you're going to be, you're not to be absentee more than a half hour, Ron said. You are to have your photo in front of your clearings. He did say that the Spirit Integration clearing would be good to have up if you have an extra laptop or computer. And then, yes, Ron, you had talked on Monday and Wednesday about purchasing the conference call for deceased loved one, a deceased person. So that they can also have their spirits released. So can they do that for a deceased person as well?
Yes, they can, Even though the person's not here, their spirit's still trapped. And you can do that, yes, if you would like to save somebody.
Okay. So anyway, that should clear that up. And also to have some water ready. Yes, do have some water ready. 8 glasses, Ron said earlier. And to call in a little bit before 1 and then do *6 so he doesn't hear a lot of background noise. Okay, so let's see. What else? Someone wrote in that if they already ran the earth cording gridline clearing, should they also get the earth cording disconnection clearing? Their feet are often sore.
I would try that one, yes. Yes, I would say.
Okay, great. So, Ron, it's 55 before the hour, and you've gotten 3 requests now for an update on the situation you described on the Wednesday program regarding the soldiers and the Creation Lightship searching for a bomb that was sent to the middle of the Earth to split the planet in half. Would you care to give an update on anything? Over to you.
Well, that energy was located, we'll just say, in a sense, from the alien races that are controlling North Korea, which kind of look like dinosaurs in a sense. But basically, there is what we have found, a location to be near the center of the Earth where there's a large ship, and the ship, on the top of it anyway, there's a box, maybe 3 foot to 4 foot, probably 3 foot high, kind of like levitating, sitting there. And maybe it's 2 foot in diameter. I can't tell if it's square or what the shape is, because it just like is sparking energies and lighting up stuff, okay? So I just think of it as a bunch of sparklers there. That's kind of, in a sense, how it looks. And attached to it, we'll say you're going into it. I can't really say it's attached, but I think it is. There's round tubes that are like 4-inch diameter, coming from the ground going up at about a 30-degree angle to this thing, and there's eight of those. So the hub would be where this thing is throwing off sparks. The tubes would be like, on a wheel, that would be the spokes. And from there, that's what we're seeing. It's possible that this apparatus is used, or going to be used, to punch holes in our atmosphere, stratosphere, and bring in energies outside that is unwanted here and could maybe destroy the planet. So that's what I'm seeing. We're working on it. The deadline for this timer to go off was sometime on Sunday. So at that point, I don't know what else to say. That's the only information that I have right now on the here and now. So back to you.
Okay, well, that was a rather shocking announcement on Wednesday, and of course, we can't help but be concerned, and there's really nothing we can do about it, except always be ready, no matter what, you know, anyway, because there was never any deadline for the ascension. Okay, so here's a testimonial. Thank you, Ron, for extending yesterday's healing call. Let's see, yesterday. That was a Thursday, so that was the clone removal, the decloning. For extending yesterday's healing call to 3 hours. I felt the gentle movement of the bumblebee as we rode around. I really appreciate this special opportunity for healing. And they're talking about the conference calls that Ron offers during the week. They're all healing conference calls. This one was the decloning one. And you can find out more about them on the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, under special weekly clearings. And then you click on it, a link there, it'll take you to a menu with descriptions, prices, dates, times, and where you can register. And so Tuesday is a cording removal special. It's a decording of energetic cords to us. Wednesday is divine water activation and healing sessions on the Creation Lightship. Thursday conference calls are clone body removals. And today, Friday's, was an entity removal special. And they're all part of the healing process and provide more light into our body. Okay, so another testimonial came in. So, Ron, last weekend you allowed us to experience being younger at our chosen age. That was great. And someone wrote in, I'm experiencing many physical reactions to last weekend's healing session when you allowed us to experience being younger. I'm very happy with the age I chose, as I now feel I look that age. Also, I am eagerly and energetically getting out of bed in the morning. My posture has improved. My whole skeleton feels stronger and more powerful. I have a lighter mood and energy. Thanks so much. And by the way, my cat is a kitten again. Oh, that's great. I wonder if anyone else's pets picked up on that energy.
That's cool. Great.
Yeah, we appreciate the testimonials. And let me check the, it's one after the hour, Ron, but let me check the emails here. Someone's asking if they can listen tomorrow from the car. Can they call in from the cell phone while driving? Do you need to be at home? Do you need to be listening to every word for it to work, for the spirit in the box?
Well, I think we answered that. Put your pictures of you, in front of your computer, and you can still listen on the phone, yes.
Yes, okay. So someone's asking if you're going to repeat the spirit in the box in the future. This is the first one you've ever offered, so they're already planning another one.
I don't know. I might have to do two.
Yeah.
To help people out the second time. I don't know. No, I'd say possibly. That wouldn't be for quite a while. So if you're asking the question is, if I miss this one, can I come on to the second one and have the same results of this clearing and have it completed? I would say no. I want to get on this one. And then if we have to do another one, it's only because I need to release more energies. So if I get half of them this time, the next time you get the other half, hypothetically. So if you can't come on this one, then just know that you're probably going to be half done.
Okay.
So we mentioned this clearing a good month or so ago, you know, to get people that, so that they can save and plan the day that they want to come on so that, you know, there's no obstructions here. Oh.
Yes, and you also sent emails about it as well.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how I would put that. So could I do another one? It's possible if the people who are on it right now need more, okay? Back to you.
Okay, and lastly, someone's asking, just to be sure, will our deceased pets be allowed to be included on Saturday's call?
I don't know on that one.
Okay, Ron. Well, I think I got to all the questions and the clarifications. So it's four after, so I'll say over to you for any final comments or clearings.
Well, I guess we could just do the mind to heart drop. And at the end of this month, before we do that, we'll be in San Mateo. So here we go. Do the mind to heart drop almost on every show here. So here we go. Command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Do the mind to heart drop as much as you like. 20 seconds, you're in the now. And we'll see you later, everybody. Bye.